Hey friends, Lee Brown here, and welcome back to Crazy Shit in Real Estate. I'm about to, by the magic of editing, drop you right into my interview with Zachary Beach, where we're going to talk about lease options, lease purchase tenant options, and a different way to look at financing for real estate. So this is going to be good information, whether you're a practicing real estate professional or you are somebody looking to buy or sell real estate and you need a different kind of option. Take a listen and check out the show notes at the end.
Welcome to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, a weekly podcast where I walk you through some of the wildest, most unbelievable stories you'll hear from the world of real estate. If you like real estate and you love crazy, this is the podcast for you.
How are you today?
I'm fantastic, and welcome to Crazy Shit in Real Estate.
I love it.
You know, we're the podcast that talks about all the things nobody else wants to talk about around real estate. And just so you know, before you dial in and tell your story, most of my listeners and viewers are actually not realtors. They are consumers who are kind of fascinated by this business. So just a reminder not to use too many acronyms or inside slang whenever you're telling us what's crazy in your space around this business, so people will get more of a flavor of what's happening in your world.
Yeah, I'm happy to dumb it down as much as possible.
They don't live in our space.
Got it. No, I'm with you. I'm with you.
We don't think
I'm excited. No, I'm excited. I would say our company and my family and I, we pride ourselves on giving everybody that we coach and part in our industry is let everyone know the good, the bad, and the ugly. So I'm more than happy to do it.
But we like to talk about the ugly here primarily because it's fascinating what HGTV never does show. So tell our people where you're located, a little bit of background on you and this family business you have.
Yeah, I'm located in Southern Rhode Island. I primarily buy and sell locally in Southern Rhode Island and Southern New England, Mass and Connecticut. But I work with associates or other investors that we buy and sell property with nationally throughout North America.
So do you happen to know some of my really good friends, the Phipps family? Do you know Ron and Matt Phipps?
I unfortunately do not. They sound like amazing people, though.
You need to know them. Ron was actually president of the National Association of Realtors in 2011, and he and his son run their family real estate firm in East Providence, which was started by Ron's parents. And so you've got this multi-generational family that are amazing humans. And being in Rhode Island, y'all are like this big anyway.
I know.
To totally know them.
40 minutes. You can cross the state in 40 minutes. It's the easiest thing. No, I'd love to connect with them. Sounds amazing. I'm not too far from North Providence.
Oh, very nice. So you can probably get to East Providence in like 10 minutes. And it is
East Providence is even closer. It's probably like three towns away from where my house is.
Fantastic. So tell us how you wound up in the real estate space. Was it by accident or did you want to make money? And how'd you get there?
I was a bartender and personal trainer coming out of college. Shout out to all my bartenders. Personal trainer.
College, man, no shame in the bartender game.
No, love it. Love it. So I lived in, Bridget lived in Mass, and I moved down to Southern Rhode Island in a very nice place called Newport. So the thing to do there was to bartend. So I hung out there. And then at one point in time, I just got so burnt out. I was bartending late in the evening. And then I was waking up super early in the morning, personal training. So I got burnt out about 4 years into it. And actually my father-in-law, Chris, so talk about multi-generation, had a real estate business and had been in real estate. Originally was a realtor and now it's just on the investing side, going on like 29 years now. And I went to him and I said, hey, I'm getting burnt out. I don't know if you would like me to join and pair up with you, but I'd love to give it a try. I had no dreams of growing up to become a real estate investor, nothing. But as soon as I dove in, I started to realize that there was a lot of potential there. And fast forward about 6 years now, I've been full-time in real estate and now have a huge coaching program as well.
It is kind of fascinating how many people wind up in real estate by accident because you don't like what you're doing. You're like, well, that looks fine. Let me just try that. And then you discover that it can absolutely be a consuming passion. So when you got into the investment side, where you're looking at this from a long-term rental and management tenant standpoint or from a flip standpoint, what was your personal exposure at the beginning?
Yeah, I've only been involved in creative financing. So buying, selling on owner financing, subject to deals, lease options. That has been my entire scope. I mean, I've been able to dabble in multifamily and a couple other things, but my entire scope has always been creative financing. So it now that I've actually went and purchased my own house, I bought my own house through a lease purchase and then actually ended up selling it and then bought my house traditionally. And I can tell you, I wonder why the process is so complicated to buy your house traditionally. That's kind of been my journey so far.
Well, talk to us a little bit about that. So since a lot of our listeners and viewers are at the edges of the real estate space, they've heard about lease purchase. You hear about seller financing, you hear about some interesting different options, typically on late night TV or old VHS cassette tapes. So they don't really know how it works or what it is. So what would you say to a first time person you've met? And they say, well, what's a lease purchase? How do you make it understandable and not scary? Knowing that most of the realtors who watch this know it too. The bulk of lease purchases fail, which is probably because of education at the beginning and the correct way to set things up. So how do you explain it in a way that's going to wind up being successful?
I think what definitely separates us from other people is that we actually make sure that our buyers and sellers are successful within the transaction. Unfortunately, there's mentors or people that are training out there that are creating a business model and openly talk about how you stick a person in the property, you collect a non-refundable deposit, and who cares if they're successful or not? Call me crazy, but I think that's morally and ethically not right. So it's actually been our passion to change that aspect of lease options and seller financing. And we have roughly about a 97% success rate within our company of converting tenants. This is what we call tenant buyers. So a tenant, somebody that can't go buy a house today and is looking for a path to home ownership, and then converting them to be able to go get their own loan. And I think that the difference is that we have systems and processes that are set up to make that successful, meaning we're putting them in touch with a loan officer at the beginning. We're putting them in touch with somebody that actually fixes their credit. So we're making sure that they are successful. Now, the great thing about this is because I still buy and sell real estate this way, and I don't just coach on it, I talk to people that have never heard about a lease purchase before. I talk to sellers, I talk to buyers that this is a brand new concept to them, or they've only heard about it from somebody that was unsuccessful, like a cousin or an aunt. And they said, hey, don't do that. That's a scam. So I get that. A lease purchase really in a nutshell is really two pieces of a puzzle. And that is you have a lease, or really a net lease, where total responsibility is being covered. And then you have the option to purchase the property, where you're either going to be putting down a non-refundable deposit or non-refundable deposits over a period of time. And then there's going to be a point in time where the option to purchase needs to be exercised, where you can then purchase the property and go get a traditional financing. So talking to a buyer, that we typically work with, that's like the smoothest path to there. And then talking to a seller, we try to make this as easy as a transition for you as a seller. And these options typically work for every reason except if you need all your equity out of your property today. If you need all the equity out of the property today, it's not a good option for you because we're not going to be paying it off. What we can do is get you more net profit because there's no commissions involved. We can typically lock in a specific amount of equity or profit that you have in your house. And you just know that we handle everything until the date in the future. It could be, a couple of years. If it's long-term, could be multiple years. And then you get cashed out at that time frame. Just in the meantime, you have zero responsibility to it.
So what do you say to somebody who in a market, we're recording this here at the end of 2020 where the markets are still going up. How do you position this to a home seller who says, yeah, but by the time they can buy my house in 2 years, it would be worth more than it is today. So I'm locked in at a lower price. What's your answer to that? And how do you help them mitigate that risk?
Well, the reality is none of us know what the market's going to do in the next 2 years, because if we did, I would certainly be on a beach somewhere or traveling the world because I would know exactly what the market was going to do. So what I can do though is help them find the solution to their problem now and make sure that they don't have to worry about the property moving forward. Now, I am going to be honest, it's not a good fit for everyone. I mean, that's the reality of the situation. If you can sell your property today, you can get the most net profit in which you were hoping to get. You can get it closed quickly and not have to deal with any hiccups, then of course, I want you to go ahead and sell your property today if that's your best option. Now, the majority of the sellers we work with, there's a couple different scenarios that come into play. One, they could have a free and clear property, meaning no mortgage on the house. And they personally want to get the most out of the property. So they don't want to go sell the realtor and pay 6%. They don't want to pay closing costs.
I mean, X percent, because realtors charge a lot of different numbers out there. There's a plethora of options. Okay. There's no set number, right? Right.
You're getting it from a real estate investor, right? Yes, there's many different options.
I will say I can call a dozen realtors just down the street from me and I'll get a dozen different numbers. It is a misconception in our business that there's one number. There's not. So anyway, carry on. I had to fix that.
This is your podcast. So I want you to correct anything that I misquote when it comes from the realtor side of the business. Yeah. So they don't want to pay X percent of commissions and or closing costs. And there are going to be some tax benefits associated with spreading out, you know, your profits of your property over a long time period of time. So that may be one person. And according to some national statistics, it's roughly about a third of the properties in the United States are free and clear. So you have a massive amount of people that have a lot of equity and tend to not need it, at least from the surface level, because if they did, they would have refinanced and they would have pulled out money and they would have been paying money on. So that's a great market there. And then you also have plenty of people out there that have these great homes and either are moving more quickly than they thought, so they don't have a lot of equity in their property, or there's plenty of stale markets out there as well that have been flat for a period of time. And somebody just can't afford or choose not to come out of pocket in order to sell their property because there's little to no equity in it. Now, we can certainly help out a lot of those deals as well. But I mean, of the hundreds of stories that I have, it's all about really just trying to figure out a solution to whatever seller's challenge it is. And some of it may be selling traditionally. Some of it may be doing like a creative deal like mine. Some of it may be wholesaling their property because they just want to get rid of this thing and they're willing to take 60 cents on the dollar. There's plenty of different things out there. And we just try to help out as many people as we can based on the solutions that we can provide.
And one place that we see this a very popular idea is with our buyers who maybe their credit score, for whatever reason, isn't perfect for a loan today, but they've got the dream of getting to home ownership and doing all the things necessary to get there. So when you're working with a buyer who's not perfect on credit and they're not perfect on anything else, what would you say is the key to their success in getting all the way to full ownership of that property in a couple of years? What do they need to be prepared for and what do they need to do?
Yeah, those are all great questions. So the buyers that we typically work with, somebody like myself who's self-employed, I actually bought my first house through a lease purchase. I had the money, like I had the income coming in, I had the tax stubs, but banks need roughly 24 months of seasoning. So I was able to tie up that property and be able to live in the property. And eventually, instead of closing on it, I actually ended up selling it traditionally and flipping because there was a lot of equity in the property at that time. But we also do work with a lot of people that have, they need increase in their credit or just need seasoning because most people just don't have credit. That's the unfortunate part there. But in order for people to be successful, they just need to make sure that they're following a simple system. Meaning if what is stopping you from getting a loan is your credit, then you really need to make sure you're dialed in and focused on your credit and you're working with somebody that's going to be producing the loan for you throughout that process. So that way they can really help you take step by step. But a lot of actually our buyers nowadays, especially during COVID, aren't necessarily credit, aren't necessarily deposit. It's usually a combination of one of them because the last thing is that most banks now want to see X amount of months worth of reserves. So we had this deal that we did out in Colorado and the seller had this property on the market, had it sold to this particular buyer. They were ready to close on the property. And then it fell apart right at the end because the bank changed its regulations right at the end. So they changed it. This guy had 20% down. He had 750 credit score. He only had 6 months of worth of reserves on the property. What I ended up doing is that property fell apart. One of our local associates or one of the investors we work with out there, he ended up calling on this property, tying the property up on a lease purchase or buying on a lease purchase, sold it to this particular buyer, same exact buyer. And all he needed was 6 to 12 months to be able to build up his reserves in order to go qualify for a loan. So as this current situation that we're going on with, as it continues to expand and drag on, the percentage of buyers that need our program, even if it's for a short period of time, are increasingly growing at a large number.
Which is also why we as realtors who are dialed into this stuff, we tell you, do not go get yourselves pre-approved on the internet for a mortgage and then get told one thing and assume that that was the Bible of pre-approval, because there could be a scenario like this gentleman in Colorado who sounds really great on paper, who needs a gap, which is why you want to have additional options like creative financing to make sure we're personalizing solutions. So if you're a consumer watching this, you need to know that you need a realtor partner who's got lots of different tools in their toolkit, and they're willing to work with you in weird scenarios, because sometimes there's a solution to a weird scenario and sometimes there's not, but you got to be open to ideas. And if you're a realtor, you need more than a giant bank on your list of options for financing, because there are so many different creative ways. If your ultimate goal is to help somebody else be a part of the home ownership ladder so that they can have more financial stability in the future. So if our listeners want to reach out to you and find out about the information that you provide on creating these creative financing options, becoming one of your investors, or finding out how they can utilize your services, how do they find you and all the different forms of your business that you've created?
Sure. I think the easiest way, if you want to get like a 10,000 foot view on kind of how this works, is just go to smartrealestatecoach.com/webinar. We do, me and my father-in-law do like a 35 minute webinar, give a bunch of free gifts at the end, but it'll allow you to dial in. Also, you can go ahead and get our Amazon best-selling book. We have multiple ones, but the first one I think is really going to get dialed in for you, and that's freesrecbook.com. We'll send you out the digital copy. You can find us on Amazon as well.
So there you go, guys. I'll include all of the links to all the contact information in the show notes for this episode. So feel free to reach out to Zachary's father-in-law and their entire program and ask your questions, because I know that they're going to give you answers and help you figure out what makes sense for you, because that's why they're successful at what they're doing.
Well, thank you very much, Lee.
Thanks for coming on the show. And friends, if you want to subscribe, we'll have more interesting angles on real estate and all kinds of ways. Subscribe for more, give us 5 stars, and we'll see you next time.
If you are listening to this episode and you need to tell us something about your crazy life in or around real estate, then tweet me at Lee Brown or reach me on any of the social networks. That's if you're a broker, realtor, investor, inspector, lender, or just a regular normal human being who happens to have dealt in real estate. Subscribe for more episodes. And as always, we are thrilled that you joined us for some crazy shit in real estate. See you next time.